Hey everyone, this is John, and this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. Coming up right now is the second half of our Pokemon show, where we play the Pokemon quiz game. Have fun, everybody.
So we're going to do the Pokemon quiz show, the kind that I like to do.
Yes! Here we go.
It's going to be covering lots of different topics and whatnot. I'll do my best to break it down so there's no confusion about anything. I need a player A and a player B, and I need names for whoever you are.
Ooh.
So...
I'll be team Miss Magius.
Team Miss Magius. Miss Magius, go first or second?
Don't care. Team Bishop goes first.
Team Bishop is going to confuse me by being player A.
Well, if you're going to be Bishop, then I guess I'll be Cable.
Magius.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Bishop and Cat and Cable. There we go. Mm-hmm. I'll be Team Cable.
Multiple man. All right, so we're on. Anyway, sorry, who's Bishop?
I am.
You're Bishop.
Team Bishop.
Bishop and Cable. Bishop and Cable. I am not confused. Okay, so the first one is going to be about starter stats.
Cool.
So someone made this funny list that I found online, and they did it back in 2013, where they were ranking everything, all of the starters by their highest base stat.
Okay.
So this is as of the fifth gen. I want you to tell me, which Pokemon of all of the starters has the highest HP, attack, and defense? If you were to rank all 3x5, all 15 of them.
Okay.
What would be your highest?
Oh, is this John's question?
Yep, and you'll get 1 point apiece.
HP.
Mm-hmm. And you can guess them in any order if you feel like it. HP, attack, defense. Who has the highest stat of these
three? If he gets one wrong, is he done? Or
no,
just...
guess in whatever order you like. You get a point, you get it wrong, whatever.
I'm going to guess HP is... I'm going to guess Torterra.
No.
Damn. Attack, I'm going to guess Infernape.
No.
Damn it. Defense, I'm sticking fourth gen, Empoleon.
No.
Damn it.
Torterra would have been your defense, and Emboar is both attack and HP.
How about that?
Yeah, he has... I guess I can give you the numbers, too. I'm not going to give you the numbers because I didn't give them to him. 110 HP, 123 attack on Emboar, 105 defense.
Hmm.
So that's a zero.
Yeah.
And Wes, you get the other three stats. So you give me special attack, special defense, and speed. From the fifth gen.
Special attack, special defense, and speed.
Yes.
All right, special attack, I'm just going to guess him because I love him. I'm going to go with Typhlosion.
Nope.
Damn it. I didn't think so, but I love Typhlosion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even have high special attack? Am I just way off on that?
I think Typhlosion is pretty balanced.
Okay, Typhlosion is pretty balanced. Special defense. I got no idea with this. Special defense. I'm gonna go with. Paulian doesn't make any sense because he's a steel type. Could be Torterra again, but I think that's wrong too. I'm trying to think of all the starters. I can't even think of all the starters. Torterra.
That's your special defense?
Sure.
No.
Okay. What's the last one?
Blastoise. That's your answer there. And the last one is speed.
Speed?
Mm-hmm.
Infernape.
Sceptile.
I was just about to correct myself
at
for that, one, too.
At 120.
Yeah.
So that's a zero. I blanked you guys on both of them.
Yeah,
swing and a miss.
That was a tough one.
Okay, that was a tough one.
Blastoise with special defense?
Mm. Yeah, special defense is just something that these guys don't seem to care about.
And then what was the first one I was guessing at?
Empoleon.
Empoleon was...
Has the highest special attack.
Really?
Really?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go.
I like Empoleon.
Mm. Yeah. So the next one is going to be Bizarre Stats.
Cool.
Bizarre Stats. So going to
Team Bishop.
This unbalanced first gen Pokemon has the lowest attack and defense of any Pokemon in the game at 5 each, while boasting combined stats of 450.
First gen.
Mm-hmm.
Combined stats of 450, but 5 attack and 5 defense.
Correct.
Oh, man. Who could that be?
I'll read it again. This unbalanced first-gen Pokemon has the lowest attack and defense of any Pokemon in the game at 5 for each, while boasting combined stats of 450.
Is it Chansey?
Correct.
Yes.
That'll be a plus three.
Oh. Nice.
Okay, Wes. Here's another weird statted thing. So, this third gen ground type has a pathetic base speed of 10 and an unholy attack of 100.
Fuck. Ground type.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Base speed of 10.
Slow shit.
100.
And 100 attack.
Pinch popped in my head, but that doesn't seem right. I'm trying to think of the ground types from Gen 3.
This third gen ground type has third a pathetic base speed type of 10 and an unholy attack of 100. I used the word unholy. I thought that was really like...
you're really proud of that one.
It's but Miss Maggie, a special attack of 105 is pedestrian.
Where Miss Maggie is thought of and where this thing is thought of, I find jarring, considering that they have very similar attacks.
Oh, wow. I can't... The only ground type I can think of right now is Trapinch. He's just stuck in my head and just hanging out right there in the front like, hey, guy. But that can't be right, because it's not Clay Doll. That's special attack oriented. I guess I gotta go with Trapinch.
You're going with it?
Yeah.
All right, that's plus three. You are correct.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Your Miss Maiag has roughly the same attack as a fucking...
Which is funny because Flygon has like base 90 and everything.
He's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Well, Flygon is like super well-rounded, but yeah, his base attack actually goes down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the next one's going to be a two-parter. This is about abilities and best uses.
Cool.
So... For 2 points, Bishop, what does Own Tempo do as an ability?
Own Tempo prevents confusion, makes it immune to confusion.
That is correct, so that's plus two for you so far. And for 2 points, or two more additional points, this third gen normal Pokemon is the only one that can learn Own Tempo and Thrash naturally. And it's not, well, Smeargle's not a third gen, but technically Smeargle could. It's not that.
Is it Spinda?
Plus two.
Yes!
Correct. That is a gross combo, by the way. Yep. Being able to use, it's used Thrash on top of not even coming out of confusion on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what is Spinda's stats?
Terrible.
Yeah, so you're like, hey, this is a really cool combo, too bad shit. Yeah.
Okay, so really, really quickly, I'm going to explain... This isn't your question. I'm going to explain what Drought does.
Okay.
So, Drought creates harsh sunlight. So, what is harsh sunlight? It's like 10 different things. So, harsh sunlight will increase the power of fire-type moves by 50%, decrease the power of water-type moves by 50%, Solar Beam and Solar Blade instantly take effect. From 5th gen and onward, growth causes growth to gain attack and special attack by 2 stages, activates the abilities Chlorophyll, Dry Skin, Flower Gift, Forecast, Leaf Guard, Solar Power, causes Forecast to change cast form into sunny form, causes Cherim to take its sunshine form, guarantees Harvest will restore a berry, Weather Ball becomes fire, Pokemon can't become frozen, causes Moonlight Synthesis and Morning Sun to recover 2/3 as much HP, and it lowers the accuracy of Thunder and Hurricane by 50%. All of this happens because of harsh sunlight. Really, I thought that was crazy. I was like, all of these things happen. Like, when hail happens, like, oh my god, it's fucking hail, look at that. And it's like, when harsh sunlight happens, the game changes. It's really, really cool.
Up is down, black is white.
Yes, exactly.
Dogs and cats living together.
Total anarchy. Sherlock is a cat. All right, so... So your question, that was a really long-winded thing. For 2 points each, which two non-legendary fire-type Pokemon from the first and third gen naturally have the ability Drought, or can have the ability Drought, which triggers harsh sunlight?
So there's two Pokemon that learns Drought from first and third gen.
One is from the first and one is from the third.
Fuck.
In A.
Non-legendary.
Holy shit.
It is a fire type from the first and a fire type from the third. I will give you a caveat too. One of the Charizards picks up Drought with its Megastone. It is not that. Exclude Megastones. Or okay. Is it just a normal Pokemon in the game that can do this from the first gen?
Okay, so it's a normal type.
a standard issue, standard government issue Pokemon.
Standard government issue. That learns draw from Gen 1 and Gen 3.
Yeah, one's from Gen 1 and one's from Gen 3.
I mean, you'd think it would be a fire type that picks these guys up.
I'm telling you up front, it is a fire type. Both of them are fire types.
Oh, okay. So Gen 1, pop instantly in my head, Magmar. So there, Magmar's possibility, Charizard's Mega does it, so Charizard doesn't. What other fire types were in there? There's Rapidash, doubt that he would. There is...
Vileplume.
Damn it, John.
Sunkern.
Mess with my head. There is Arcanine.
Quillfish.
I don't want to interrupt you during yours and mess with your mindset, all right?
Turn back and banters with the other contestants when someone's guessing.
What is this, basketball now? God damn it, John. There's not a whole lot of fire types in it.
Shuckle.
Yeah, so maybe it's 2 points Peach. You can guess whatever order you want. But yeah, two non-legendary fire types.
All right, I'm going to guess Magmar for Gen 1.
That is not correct.
Damn it.
I would guess Magmar too.
It's Rapidash.
Really?
It is, in fact.
That is complete gibberish.
Yep.
Is that a hidden ability?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I was thinking the same thing with Magmar, because I think Magmar's regular ability is Flame Body.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I was thinking maybe it had to be a hidden. In Gen 3, the fire types are Infernape, there is Camerupt, there is Torkoal, there is blah, blah, blah. I think those are it, really. There's not a whole lot of fire types there. So, for Gen 3, it's not going to be Infernape, because Infernape's going to pick up that one fire thing. So it's like, doubt is Torkoal. That's going to be something defense-oriented. I'm going to guess Camerupt for Gen 3.
It is not Camerupt.
Damn it!
It is also not Infernape, because he's Gen 4.
You're right.
You're thinking Blaziken.
I'm thinking Blaziken for Gen 3. I'm tired.
It's Torkoal.
It is Damn it!
Yeah, you kind of talked yourself out of that one.
Damn it!
Okay, on to the next question.
Bring on.
Question 4. This one's unique type combinations.
Cool.
I've asked you this one before, so it's pretty straightforward. I give you one type, you tell me the other type.
Gotcha.
Poison is yours.
Okay.
So tell me a poison fighting, a poison flying, and a poison fire. All in their fully evolved forms.
Poison fighting.
Damn it, I wish I got poison.
That's going to be... Oh my god. I can picture him.
Points.
Toxicroak.
You said you can picture him. Yes, you get points for that. One apiece, by the way, so plus one so far. Your other types are flying and fire.
Poison flying, that is Crobat.
Correct.
And poison fire. Huh. Wes, you know this. I can tell you do. Poison fire.
It makes me feel better. I can't think of its name.
Can you describe it?
No. Jellicent?
Poisonous, it sure isn't. Jellicent, you say. Simisear.
That's your guess, you said it.
It's Infernape. Doesn't Infernape that poison?
Maybe it is Infernape. They don't like to do fire fightings, do they? That's never a starter combination.
That seems weird.
This has to be a
newer...
You
should probably try that, though. That sounds really interesting.
It seems like it would have to be a newer generation one. Because it's not coming to mind in fire types.
All I can give you is the type.
Can you give me the base stats? What's the gen?
Gen 9.
Gen 9, of course. Oh, of course. This is Salazzle.
Correct.
That's its name.
Yep.
That's its name.
So, on to Cable. Yours is Rock and Ice, Dragon, and Dark.
Nice.
God damn.
Ah, that's good.
God damn. Dragon Dark's gonna be Hydreigon. That's his name?
No. I'm not accepting that. Rock is your type. Rock.
I'm mixed up. Sorry, you said dragon, and the next one was dark, and I'm tired.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You can still get your guesses on
okay,
the
okay, okay, cool. Rock something. Rock Dragon. Fuck. What the hell's a Rock Dragon?
What the hell is a Gigawatt?
What the hell's a Gigawatt?
Way over there.
I know. Ground Dragon. Yep. Rock Dragon.
I know two ground dragons. What the fuck's a rock dragon?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, the other types are ice.
You mean what?
And
you mean what Tyranitar should have been?
No, they wanted someone double weak to fighting.
Rock dragon? Is that a new one?
I'm having a hard time thinking of that one too.
Fuck. I know all the, I mean, the dragon types. Was there any new dragon types? There's that derpy one, but that's a normal dragon. That's the new one. Haxorus is just a straight dragon. Rock dragon? You know what Onyx should have been?
Why would he be a dragon? That makes no sense.
He looks like a dragon.
He does not. He looks like a snake.
Thing.
Snakes aren't dragons. Do you go to, like, the zoo? Like, oh my god, this place is full of dragons.
Yes. And mess with the minds of the children? Yes.
They're actually called danger noodles now. Just so you know, science has changed the name of snakes. They found it inaccurate. They're called danger noodles.
That's amazing. All right, so what were
that's the episode title. They're called danger noodles now.
Again, I'll run through the types that you need to pair up here. It's
rock, ice. God, I can ice, do the poison dragon, one easy. Duck. Can't do this. Rock, dragon, rock, ice, and rock, dark?
Correct.
Rock, dark. Fucking A on all of them. We're going to be here for a while, boys.
Okay.
Go get your drinks and take a whiz if you need to. Fucking A.
I've already peed my pants. It's fine.
Yeah. Good thing you wear those diapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sex thing?
The diapers and the pants peeing.
Well, maybe both. Oh, Rock Dark is Tyranitar. I freaking said it. Dear God.
I was wondering if that light was going to come on.
Oh my God.
Plus one.
Fuck me.
Well earned plus one.
Oh my God.
It's tough to not say things when you say things.
I do it all the time, too.
So yeah, you're... The wheels are turning.
Rock Ice.
Uh-huh.
You think there'd be, what's his name? The Glalie. That looks like a rock ice, but it's not.
Oh, the fossil. Looks like a little T-Rex. I can't remember his name. I'm really blanking on his name.
You're describing a Pokemon. If you could just tell me his name.
I can't think of his name at all. I mean, I can't even think what the first letter is.
I know his name.
I know you do, John.
Well, I could not think of it until you mentioned it. It was a good pull.
Did I say it?
No. Oh. But I'm pretty sure you're on the right track here.
Yeah, that's him. I just can't remember his name.
You want to sound it out? Go ahead.
I can't
find an answer.
Tyrantar is the only thing I can think of, but Tyrant or something like that. But I think that's way off.
Do you want to guess the ice?
Oh, it's probably the opposite one. The other fossil, right? Is that rock ice? I think so. That one's, fuck! Starts with an A.
That's right. Ah, this is a mean type combination.
Oh my god, I hate you. You give him freaking poison stuff.
Team Bishop!
I didn't think this was that tough.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm.
It's like AM something. It looks like a freaking little bronchiosaurus.
A Mola Mola?
No. I can't Ampharos. Think of their names. I know where they are. I can't think of their names.
Okay, it is Aurorus.
Aurorus.
And you are really, really close. It's Tyrantum.
Tyrantum.
So you get plus one. Okay. So it's plus three and plus one.
Well, I'm down by... It was at 4-7.
It's 10-4.
10-4. Yeah, I'm down by 6.
I actually have formulas built on the spreadsheet.
Cool.
Oh, nice. How fancy.
I know, right?
Look at you. Look at, using that... Counting degree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, it's a finance degree. But...
Finance degree, all right. Well, yeah. Same thing.
So okay, equally question, boring. Question the fifth. Pokedex entries. And these are actually derived from Pokemon Go.
Oh, nice.
So that should give you a clue of what gen these might come from. So I'm going to do it the way I always do it, where you get 5 points if you just call it out. If you want, I'll give you 3 options, and you will decrease the point value to 3.
Mm.
So, Bishop.
Yeah.
This Pokemon stores an enormous amount of energy inside its body. It is said to alter weather conditions in its vicinity by discharging energy from the crystals on its neck and tail.
Can I distract us for a moment, though? You guys did see the season 3 episode.
Not yet.
Oh, no, I have not watched that.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
No, that it's show's so for good. Pot-addled teenagers. I don't watch it.
What the hell?
I don't even own a television.
It seems rather pedantic.
Yes. Kids that don't even smoke good quality marijuana.
Okay. Let's play it safe, and I think I might have an idea, but let's get the clue.
The three? You want the options?
Yeah.
Your three options are Ampharos, Dragonair, or Lapras.
Can you do the entry one more time?
This Pokemon stores an enormous amount of energy inside its body. It is said to alter weather conditions in its vicinity by discharging energy from the crystals on its neck and tail.
I'm going to guess Ampharos.
I'm going to go with Dragonair.
And you would be right. Mm. If point stealing was a thing. Yeah, it is Dragonair. Yeah.
Mm.
I remember
that's that what entry. I thought it was originally until I asked for the clues.
I remember that entry.
Lapras doesn't really have crystals on its tail, though, I guess. I don't know.
It's got like a little ball on its tail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good, no, good red herring.
Yeah. God, I really want an Ampharos, by the way, in Pokemon Go. I don't have one. I just knew it
was. Ampharos is real cool.
Yeah. All right, so for you, this Pokemon becomes stressed out if it does not get to train every day. When raising this Pokemon, the trainer must establish and uphold various training methods. This Pokemon becomes stressed out if it does not get to train every day.
I remember this entry.
When raising this Pokemon, I want to
guess it's Tyogre, but
this
pretty sure that's wrong.
When raising this Pokemon, the trainer must establish and uphold various training methods.
I'm gonna go with point because I'm so behind. Anyways, I need to do it. So go ahead and I need to make sure I get this right. So where are the clues?
Their three options are either Heracross, Machoke, Tyogre.
I'm gonna go with Tyogre,
and you get three for doing so.
Nice.
Nice, that's a good job.
See, I should have just won all I got.
Mm.
Man, that annoys me.
You are getting back in it. 10-7. Okay, so question 6.
Yeah.
So this one is about abilities, common and rare. Let me see, how did I do this? Sorry. Okay, so Bishop. For 2 points, tied for the most common ability with 38 different Pokemon sporting this ability. This increases the Pokemon's speed in the rain. It's tied for the most common ability. 38 different Pokemon have this ability. And it increases a Pokemon's speed in the rain. So if the rain condition is active, it is faster.
Is it Torrent?
It is not. It is called Swift Swim.
Oh, right.
I don't know, I got that.
So for 2 more points, or two potential for 2 points, what does Psyduck's signature ability Cloud 9 do?
It negates the effect of weather.
Correct.
So nice!
You get plus 2 out of that.
Yeah, so, I'm going to lose both of those. I'm terrible with abilities.
So, for 2 points.
You never know.
The third most common ability, with I believe 35 Pokemon can learn this ability, it increases a Pokemon's speed in the sunshine.
Swift Sun? I don't... Swift Swim. I have no idea. Swift Sun.
It's not Swift Sun. It's Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll?
Yeah. Okay. So, for 2 points, what does Sharpedo's signature ability, Rough Skin, do?
When you say with a physical, the opponent takes recoil damage. Don't know the percentage. Should I need another percentage?
You don't have to know the percentage. I will accept that.
Okay.
So you get 2 points and you get 2 points on that.
Cool.
All right.
Running out the clock here.
It is. If you want to know the exact percentage, it is 1/16th. I did not expect you to know 1/16th. It's a fucking fraction.
If you give him a rocky helmet, you can do even more.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, there you go.
Fun fact.
Okay.
I learned something today.
So this is the 7th gen types.
Okay.
Bishop?
Yeah.
Name all the fighting types introduced in the 7th gen. there's 4 of them, and not legendaries.
Are you just talking about, are you talking about individual species or evolutionary steps included there as well?
I listed them all out as the highest evolutionary line, but you don't have to be that crazy about it.
So okay. As long as it's in that.
If you can give me one of whatever there is, I mean, I'm not going to say some could be single forms, so you just have to outright name
it. Como O, fighting dragon.
Okay, that's one.
Oh, God.
An incorrect answer ends your turn, by the way.
Just okay. God, who are the fighting? Crabomitable.
That's another one.
Pasimian.
Which one was Pasimian?
The monkey. It looked like he was carrying the ball in his
hand. Oh, right. I didn't know it was fine.
Yep.
So you got three so far, one more. Mm.
Nah, I'm going to whiff on the last one.
It is the one where they clearly stopped trying. Beware.
Oh, shit.
He's fighting?
That guy,
he's a normal fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that's 3 points for you. So on to Cable. Same deal. Fire types.
Fire types?
There are four fire types that were introduced in the 7th gen.
So Lazlo?
Is one.
Are you counting the Alola Marowak?
Excluding that.
Okay.
I guess introduced in the 7th gen.
Okay, because they're kind of reintroduced Marowak.
Yeah, we first gen kind of introduced Marowak.
There's the starter type, which is friggin'. I don't know the damn starter type.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's like Litten or something like that? I don't even know what that thing's called. Litten.
I said you could name anything in the species. That counts.
Yes. I definitely would not know the other two.
It is Incineroar.
Incineroar. That's right.
Is the... I don't even know the middle one, honestly, but...
That's right. Because no one ever cares about the middle one. Correct. Quilava's the only one that's cool for middle forms.
Charmeleon.
Cool. So you got two of the four. You got two more... options here. Two more
for fire types in that gen. Because I remember with Salazzo, there was another one I was really intrigued on, but I was like, I have Salazzo, so why would I bother? It's Dragonfire. It's a Dragonfire type. It's a one form. It's got this big shield on its back.
You're painting a picture. You're describing the Pokemon. This is great.
Yeah, I won't be able to get his name.
The imagery is vivid. I can see to my brain.
Let's see if I can get the other one at least. What would the other fire type be in that? Are you counting Oricolio or whatever the fuck that thing was called? Because that was the flying type that has a fire form.
It does. Okay. And I'm counting a point for that.
Oricolio, okay. So there we go with that guy.
I'm not going to end your turn on that. Oricorio.
There's no L.
Oricorio. Where?
Calorio oil.
Musharna.
There you go. Now we're even. That makes up for your Musharna business.
Incineroar? That's the
guy you already said.
That's
right.
The guy you already said.
It's the name here.
God damn, what is the name of that damn anteater looking thing? Oh, no, there actually is an anteater one in the older gens. Turtle fire. I don't know. I'm gonna whiff on it.
Sounds like you're asking for 3 points. Okay, so 3 points. Did you all right there? It's Turtinator.
Turtinator. See, the Torterra was sticking in my head and it was fucking me up.
Okay.
It's like, it sounds like Torterra, but that's wrong.
So this one, I mean, you technically are in next cluster, you're gonna get kind of a slight point advantage, but I don't think it's much because I think A gets an easier run at this.
It's okay, I'm like four down anyway. So
you close the gap a little bit.
You're three down. It's 15-12 right
now. Yeah. Alright, so, I'm ready.
This is about first gen moves.
Okay.
So in all of the first gen, there are 7 flying type moves.
Okay.
What are they?
If I get one wrong, is
end
it over?
Your turn.
Okay.
Ooh.
7 flying type moves.
Yes.
Peck.
Is a move.
Wing attack.
Also a move.
I like the pause.
I have to check my list, you guys. I don't know all fucking 7 of these.
Fly.
End your turn. No, flies a move. For five. Being an asshole.
That's 3. Fun fact, Gust was a normal move in Gen 1.
By the way, you said it, I will give you a point for it. Gust is considered a flying move.
Is it really?
If you sort all of the flying moves on the flying type page of Bulbapedia, that's what I'm listing these off of, are all listed as first gen moves.
Oh, so moves are reduced in first gen. Did
change, that could be the case.
Okay.
But this was, Gust was in first gen, and if you play it now, certainly it is considered a flying move.
Right, right.
So I'll give you a point for that. Okay. All right, I'll count that. It is Gust as
well. I might boot up my Spanish language version of the Gen 1 games to see if, to see if it'll affect a ghost type. Are you able to tell me if there are moves that actually do damage or not?
They are just any move anyone can have that could happen.
Whirlwind.
No.
Damn.
Not a move there. You got four, though. You got four. That's pretty good.
Flying move? Wow, I'm surprised.
Whirlwind either isn't in that gen or it's always been considered normal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they are Drill Peck, Fly, Gust, Mirror Move, Peck, Sky Attack, Wing Attack.
Mm. Sky Attack was in Gen 1?
Yeah, it was a TM. I was going to go Sky Attack next. Mm-hmm. I thought Whirlwind was for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll double check on that Whirlwind for you.
While
you're thinking about...
Let's move on with our lives.
Okay. So you get one extra option here. You get 8 points total if you can name them all. Yours are to tell me all of the poison moves.
From Gen 1?
From Gen 1. All eight.
Poison Sting.
Is one.
Oh, God, what was that called? Jolteon freaking learned it.
Ember.
Jolteon learned it. Is that poison? No, that's a bug. Pin Missile's a bug. I don't want to say that. That's a no. Poison Powder.
Is a move, yes.
It wasn't a whole lot of poison, and poison really didn't do much in Gen 1.
It did eight things.
Toxic.
It's toxic, yes. That's three.
Poison Gas.
You're really knocking out these poisons. That's four.
What's it called? Smog?
You tell me.
What's that thing called?
That's a question you just said.
Yeah, that was a question. Is that a move? Smog? I think it is. How many am I at?
Four so far.
I'm at four so far, and I was down by three, and he got three.
Did you get three or you got four?
You got four.
Four. I was down by seven at that point, so I need to get seven of these eight to tie him.
That would tie you, yes.
Fuck.
Take the lead, shit. Give the fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. That's all cursing.
Fuck is not a move.
Not with that
Well, let's go through the poisons. There was Grimer. There was Coughing.
Ditto.
Who's
Ditto?
Technically.
There's the best ghost.
There's Golbat. There's that. Wow.
Gengar.
Really, this many poison moves in that?
I'll recap what you've said so far. Poison Sting, Poison Powder, Toxic, and Poison Gas.
I'm going to go with Smog.
You will get a point.
There's no Poison Bite. There's no Poison Jab at this point. Oh, this is bad. I'm going to go with this, but this is bad. Acid Armor?
That is correct, yes.
Yes, good.
Last time we did a red-blue run-through, I had acid armor on my Vaporeon of all times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, I always thought that was weird. I was like, that's a freaking poison move. What the?
But it is a move, yes. So you got two more that are out there.
Two more that are out there. Sheesh. If I get one more, I tie it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the pressure is on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Sludge.
You're doing really good. Sludge is one of them.
I don't think Sludge Bomb was in Gen 1, though. I think that was introduced later.
You only have one left.
Yeah, I don't think it's Sludge Bomb. But I can't think of anything else. Sludge Bomb?
It is not Sludge Bomb.
I didn't think so. That was later on.
It is simply Acid.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many questions are left?
Sorry, we'll get through this. It's we're on question 9 now. And
oh, man.
Was there 10 questions?
Yeah, 10.
Holy hell.
Here we go.
This isn't me helping with me sucking up all these time thinking. It's already 12:15 here.
Yeah, sorry, you're almost done here. Okay, so question number 9. We're back to Pokemon Go. Got some more entries for you.
Here we go.
Yep. So, Bishop, this Pokemon stands rooted. Sorry, this is a confusing sentence for me here. Sorry. This Pokemon stands rooted and still in one spot all day long. People believe that this Pokemon does so out of fear of terrible things it has foreseen in the future. This Pokemon stands still in one spot all day long. People believe that this Pokemon does so out of fear of terrible things it has foreseen in the future.
This is a Pokemon Go entry?
Yes.
Interesting.
I think they use more length. I think they use more words on these. They seem a little longer.
I don't... Wow, this is so funky. I got an idea.
Okay. Do you want some types or some options?
Yeah, let's play it safe. Let's hear some options.
Murkrow, Noctowl, or Zatu.
Zatu.
Is your guess? That's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. So that's plus three. Yours. Okay. This Pokemon's branches glitter very beautifully in seven colors when they catch sunlight. If any branch breaks off, this Pokemon grows it back in just one night. Seven colors.
Of branches?
This Pokemon's branches glitter very beautifully in seven colors when they catch sunlight. If any branch falls, breaks off, this Pokemon grows it back in just one night.
Well, the only Pokemon I could think of from Pokemon Go, since we're only at Gen 2, the only one I could think of with branches is Sudowoodo, but that seems like gibberish for that to be him.
Just a heads up, to revisit the Hurricane was a fifth gen move.
Whirlwind.
Oh, Whirlwind.
Yeah.
Let me look up that. Let me know if you want me to read the entry again. Let's play it safe. What are the hints? It remains a normal move. The hints are Corsola, Jumpluff, or Sudowoodo. Yeah, Whirlwind does list as
not Corsola, a so normal move. Jumpluff or Sudowoodo. Jumpluff doesn't. I'm gonna go with Sudowoodo.
That is incorrect.
Damn, it's Jumpluff?
Corsola.
That's not branches.
Branches of Coral. Sure it is.
Yeah.
It's Coral.
What the hell, Pokemon?
You tell them. You go email Niantic.
I'm gonna send them a nasty email.
Go email the guy with the awesome hair.
On the settings. Branches? On the settings is a report, like a report problems.
Persona doesn't have branches. You
motherfucker! Oh, back in the lead. I'm back in the driver's seat. All
right. I'm literally doing this right now. I'm sending a nasty thing.
Question 10.
Question 10. All right, let's get back into this. Okay.
No, Wes, keep emailing. You're still not paying attention.
All right. So. Last question here. So this one is worth a lot of points.
Cool.
You actually get the advantage on this one.
Nice.
So this one's worth potentially 10 points, and his will be worth potentially 9 points.
Okay.
So this is about steel types.
Good.
So for one all point apiece, name everything steel is resistant to.
Okay.
It's resistant to 10 things, of course. So.
Electric? Did I just totally whiff on the first one?
Yeah, it's not resistant to electric.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to double check that to be sure.
Talk about resistances or immunities?
It was just resistances.
Okay, so immunities don't count in this.
I don't think it's immune to anything.
Is it? Steel?
Right.
It's immune to poison.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I mean. But I was wondering if poison would be under that category. It's not curiosity.
It is not. No, it doesn't actually... factor into electric.
Well, Wes.
That's a shame.
Here you go.
I'm with you there. I'm actually kind of shocked on that.
Here's your confusion. Electric is, it's half effective against electric. If you hit something electric.
Okay.
The question was, what is steel resistant to?
Right.
Not as well.
Oh, it's either way around. So basically, electric's resistant to
steel.
Man,
that's a tough break.
Here you go, Wes.
That is weird.
Dragon.
It's okay. I got freaking Corsola as branches, apparently.
Hey, you got, well, what are we down by three?
I mean, coral aren't plants. They're freaking rocks,
don't
right?
Don't worry about it.
Where are coral?
You need to focus here.
Like, I'm going to freaking Google coral.
I tried to coach you
through. This is driving me insane.
One will tie. Two will win.
All right. One will tie. Two will win.
Well, isn't he down three?
He's down three. And each one of these is worth three.
Okay,
and
cool.
And you get three to guess at, so it's 9 total. If you really want to just really shame them, you'll name all three. For 3 points apiece, what three types are steel attacks super effective against?
Steel is super effective against?
Son of a bitch.
So if I hit this thing, I'm super effective against it.
Yeah, if you Iron Head something, what is it going to say? That's super effective.
Rock?
Correct.
Steel's gonna be super effective against rock. It's gonna be super effective against
Wow.
You got this.
Steel's my favorite type, and I'm blanking on
this. No, you got this. This is so easy.
Currently in a state of tie.
Right.
Wow. I have a tiebreaker question I'd be thrilled to ask, but go on.
It may come to that, because now I'm blanking on this with my favorite type.
Yes.
Steel is effective against... Mm-hmm. Is it fairy? Pretty sure fairy. Fairy's not strong to steel. Very strong to dark and... I'm going with fairy.
That is correct.
There you go. Right.
There you go. That's there the we win. Go. There's the win.
Yeah. You want to take a victory lap?
I'm going to try to shame him. I'm going to try to. It's my favorite type. I'm going to be embarrassing myself if I can't do it. That goes. Not fighting. It's weak to fighting. Not effective against grass.
You got this. This is
weak
so easy.
Fire. Ice.
There you correct. Go.
There you go. That's it. Good game, fellas.
Yeah,
you really turned
you won a quiz game.
I won a quiz game.
Team Cable.
It's been so long.
You get the pan jam.
I'm actually tempted to take it home because it's been that long since I won a quiz game.
Way to go. Way to go.
Look at that.
What was the tiebreaker question?
Pan jam.
Mm-hmm. What was the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is one that I just know off the top of my head. It would be what is the heaviest of any kind of Pokemon, but weighs the most.
Wailord.
I just told you, so now you guys can figure it out. I would look it up too to be sure, but I'm pretty sure it's Primal Groudon is the heaviest thing in the game.
Okay.
Oh,
all
right. Well,
yeah, tricky. That's why it's so tricky. It would just be like, you know, like guess. And you guys would have just, one of you would have guessed Wailord and the other would have guessed something else. And I'd be like, well, whichever one's heaviest wins.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
But it is Primal Groudon, I think.
Well.
Now I have to have another one off the top of my head.
Well, that's good. We've been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
Time to close it out. Next up is going to be the mini show. So any random game or topic you guys want to bring up is totally fair game.
Hearthstone got a new expansion.
That's tremendous.
That's wonderful.
I'm looking forward to not listening to you talk about that.
Well, Ryan and I will discuss it while you drivel in the corner.
Okay, sounds good. Till next time, everybody.
So long. Later.